If we took a survey and asked people, what's the first word you think of when you hear the word God? Do that in your own mind. Some might hear protector. Some might hear judger. Some might hear punisher. That's the reason today we celebrate Laetare Sunday, Rejoice Sunday, to remind ourselves who God is. In the midst of working on our own life so that we can be better and happier, we pause during the Lenten season and remind ourselves who our God is. He is Yahweh, which means I am to you who I have always been. God doesn't change. He is always the same. Jesus teaches us when he comes that God is love. And what we've learned to associate with that love is the forgiveness that is given to us. Because as our gospel says, Jesus doesn't come into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved. And so he offers to us a gift of being able to receive him into our lives and learning to rejoice, learning to understand who God really is. Most of us, many of us, were raised with all kinds of applications and interpretations about God. In some cases, we were made to fear God as the great punisher and judger. We were told that hell is a place of great pain, and that was supposed to keep us from sinning, but it doesn't. You see, the human condition is a reality that we all live with. We live in the tension of good and evil, and both of those are in our lives. And in the midst of that, God comes to say he loves us and he saves us. He forgives us and he wants us to let him be in our lives. When we learn to go to where God is, to live in his love, it changes things dramatically. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, a famous Lutheran pastor, has written about cheap grace, the grace we give ourselves when we try to convince ourselves, I'm really pretty good. God doesn't ask that of us, and it doesn't work. It is cheap. It isn't a reality. What is a reality is the cross, Christ being lifted up, that we live in the midst of a world where there is great joy and great suffering. And we try to have a relationship with God as Jesus did in the midst of that suffering. Remember when Jesus hangs on the cross, he speaks the words, Father, forgive them. He doesn't choose to judge or punish those who have betrayed him or abandoned him. He chooses to love them. And he says to you and I, that's what he wants us to do. That's where our joy will be. And we struggle with it so hard. We struggle with it so much. To be able to receive the grace that will allow us to let go of the attitudes that we have that keep us from being loving. It's in our nature to be loving. We are created in God's image. But there have gotten to be so many things in our lives, so many habits we've picked up on, so many attitudes that lead us to be very unhappy people. And then we want God to change that. Jesus was the agent of change. He changes bread into his body, wine into his blood. He comes and doesn't admonish people for the evil in their lives. He invites them to change. He invites you and I to choose to change. Changing isn't trying to avoid evil. Changing is recognizing that we sin and make mistakes, but if we let God's grace come to us, it will fill us with gratitude to know that we've been given the gift of eternal life. So many people at the time of Jesus kind of turned away. They didn't believe in the name of God. They didn't believe in the Savior. They didn't believe in God with us. You and I are invited on this day as we celebrate Laetare Sunday to ask ourselves, is it time for a change in my life? Is it time for me to stop justifying who I am or promoting my cheap grace idea that I'm wonderful and it's everybody else that's awful? Maybe we all have a little bit of awfulness in us, and that doesn't keep God from loving us. Maybe we could choose that we will stop deciding to not love people because of mistakes they make. You see, the choice is clear. You are given a path, a gift, God's love that should console you and tell you, stop worrying. Stop being so afraid. You don't have a God who's going to punish you. You have a God who loves you and forgives you. In the midst of the Lenten season, when we try to improve our lives because we know we need to improve our lives, we have to do that. And we do it better if we know God is on our side and He's there with us, allowing us to make a change, than if we somehow expect some miracle that God's going to suddenly turn us around. God chooses to let us participate in our own salvation. He gives us free will, and we can ignore Him and turn away from Him, which you've obviously not done because you're here. While we are here, may the God of love fill your hearts. May the God of peace guide you. May the God of joy be always with you.